Test 71, section 3, question 5. We're looking for to complete the argument, and here, because it ends with therefore, we are looking for basically a most supported. Some people believe advertising is socially pernicious, that it changes customers' preferences, thereby manipulating people into wanting things that they would not otherwise want. So some people think it's bad, it manipulates you into wanting things you didn't want. However, classes in music and art appreciation change people's preferences for various forms of art and music, and there's nothing wrong with these classes. So it's saying, well, there's these, you know, classes in art and music change preferences, and there's nothing wrong with those. And it seems like what they're trying to then prove is, so changing people's preferences isn't something pernicious. A, consumers would still want most of the things they want even if they were not advertised. No, because it's actually saying it's suggesting it does change preferences, but just that isn't bad. The social perniciousness of advertising is not limited to its effect on other people, on people's preferences. No, it's not saying it is even more pernicious, it's saying it's less. The fact that advertising changes consumers' preferences does not establish that it's bad. That's pretty good. So, because it's saying, look, changing preferences isn't automatically wrong. If advertising changes preferences, it generally does so in a positive way. It's not saying it does it in a positive way, it's just saying it's not bad. It is not completely accurate to say advertising changes people's preferences. No, it actually is saying that it's suggesting that it does, it's just that it's saying that isn't a bad thing. And so therefore, answer choice C is going to be our best one.